This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has termed the attack on a Hindu temple in Canada as deeply concerning. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking during a joint press conference with his Australian counterpart, Penny Yong, after participating in the 15th India-Australia Foreign Ministers Framework Dialogue in Canberra this morning. Dr. Jaishankar expressed concern that political space has been given to extremist forces in Canada. He said that Canada has developed a pattern of making allegations without providing specifics. He called Canada putting Indian diplomats under surveillance as unacceptable. On being asked about the attacks on Hindu temples in Canberra, the Australian Foreign Minister called the attacks as upsetting for Indian community. President Draupadi Murmu today said that India is the blessed land of Dhamma, and in every age there have been great masters and mystics. Addressing the gathering of the first Asian Buddhist summit in New Delhi this morning, the President said the Buddha holds a unique place among these pathfinders. She stressed the need to discuss the role of Buddhism in strengthening Asia and how it can bring real peace to Asia and the world. Campaigning has picked up momentum for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra. In Jharkhand, campaigning has intensified for the first phase of assembly polls to be held on the 13th of this month. Defence Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh addressed a public rally in Ranchi. Addressing a poll meeting at Domchachi in Kodarma, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath accused senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren of ruining the state and said that election is the right time to uproot the corrupt government. On the other hand, senior JMM leader Hemant Soren accused the BJP of dividing society in the name of religion. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge sought vote in favour of INDIA bloc candidates at a rally at Kanke in Ranchi. In Maharashtra as well, campaigning is intensifying across the state as the election date is approaching. A total of 4,140 candidates are contesting in 288 constituencies. The Supreme Court today upheld the constitutional validity of the Uttar Pradesh Board of Madrasa Education Act 2004. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra gave the verdict against the Allahabad High Court's 22nd of March judgment that described the act as unconstitutional and violative of the principles of secularism. In another decision today, the Apex Court held in a majority ruling that not all private properties are part of the material resources of the community and that the state must redistribute under Article 39B of the Constitution. Winter session of Parliament will be held from the 25th of November to 20th of December. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said in a social media post that on the 26th of November, the 75th anniversary of the adoption of the Constitution would be celebrated in the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan. Voting has begun in the United States to elect 47th President. Republican nominee and former President Donald Trump and Democratic candidate and Vice President Kamala Harris are locked in a tough fight for the top post. Polls have opened in Vermont. Over the next few hours, more states will follow suit as America chooses its next president. As the country has multiple time zones, polling stations in the country will close between 5:30 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. Indian time tomorrow. Results of the elections are expected as polling closes, but it will take days before it is known who will be the next U.S. president. More than 78 million Americans cast votes early by mail-in ballot or in person before Election Day. Several opinion polls show a close fight between the two leaders in the polls. The four-day-long festival of Chhath Puja began today with the ritual of Nahai Khai. In Bihar, devotees in large numbers are gathered at the banks of Ganga, Kosi, Gandak, Bagmati and other rivers to perform the Puja of the Sun God. Today, the devotees are performing Puja of the Sun God, who is the main deity adored during the festival. Tomorrow, Kharna will be performed. After that, a 36-hours-long fast will begin in which devotees abstain from drinking water. In tennis, India's Ritwik Chaudhary Bollipalli and his partner Francisco Cabral of Portugal have advanced to the men's doubles quarterfinals after getting a walkover at the Moselle Open in France. And that is the end of this news bulletin.